Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
But do the same. Stand up, take a separate feet. Let's do it, because life begins when you move. Been saying that for years and years and years. We all know that, right? But life gets in the way. Yes, it does. Why does life get in the way, Scott? Why is everything that I want, particularly when I make a decision to go after it and do it, why does it get so difficult and hard to do it? Not really sure. that's probably a bad way to start the podcast, but I'm not really sure. Really? Scott, I'm listening to you to tell me why it's that way. Okay, here's my answer. Nobody knows. But I have a good idea. I have a good idea. I do believe it does make you stronger, but I think that most all the crazy stuff in your life that drives you crazy, which is maybe why you're here today, is caused by wonky people, and you're a wonky people. You are. No. I know you don't agree. I think you're perfect. Everything is right for you. It's the other person, but they think you're wonky. But you take a bunch of wonky people in the world doing wonky stuff, and before you know, the world's wonky. It's evil. It's ugly. It's fun. It's beautiful. It's a whole thing. It's just how it is. It's all your perspective. It's just your ability to be this happy warrior and just understand what the bigger picture is all about. That's why I ask you to do your homework on a Monday to kind of come into yourself, not because I want you to think about yourself. I do, yes. It's not what it's all about. It's about seeing where you fit in the world and see the bigger picture of the world. And I say this all the time. You know, I go out on the beach here in Daytona Beach, and every now and then I'm up early enough to go out and see the sunrise. And a lot of people say they love sunrises. When I see the sunrise, I'm always like, how the hell does that happen? And I have yet to figure out an answer.
Well, Scott, the world, all this rotation stuff is going on. That's what happens. You know how it works.
Yeah, I get that. I went to school. I read the books and everything, too. But still, I look at the sun rising and then the sun setting. I'm like, how does that happen every single day for millions upon millions of years? And I don't have to go any further with anything at all to look at life and say, okay, if I don't know that, I don't know why he did that. I don't know why this dude made me mad yesterday. I don't understand that. I do know that sunrises and sunsets. I keep it that simple. Work between the lines. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. We'll see what happens today on this show, because I hear my dog barking outside the studio door here. Yeah, it happens. I think she has to go out and chase a squirrel or something. She may be barking. You may actually hear Chloe on the podcast, and no extra charge for that. By the way, I haven't talked about this for a bit. I live and breathe by my perfect week planner. I'm talking on the phone the other day to Erin on Zoom, and she mentioned her perfect week planner. And I'm talking to Nikki, and Nikki's going to be working with me on the Face Your Passion program. And Nikki uses her perfect week planner every single day. It is the simplest planner you'll ever get. It's not one of these things you get online that goes in your iPad and all that. It's actually paper and pencil. It actually works really well because it simplifies your life. If you want it, go get it. Go to perfectweekplanner.com and grab it. I promise you, if you watch the video where I tell you how to use it, it'll change your life. When will it change your life? The very minute you decide to go get it. Pow. That's how it works. Okay, let's continue where we started yesterday. See what happens today before the dog barks and makes us all go... Ur. It was Adam Curry back in the day. That's so funny, man. Adam was the pod father, they call him. He kind of started the podcast industry and featured me a couple times. We had podcasts very early on. I'm one of the first 5,000 in the world, and he featured my show a long time ago. And he was so funny to listen to, because the doorbell would ring and his computer would beep and chime. The phone would ring and he'd just take the call on the podcast. So I'm kind of going old school right now. I'm letting my dog bark. So we spent a few minutes yesterday on a practical way to succeed. Ideas that don't go really, really deep. I only have 9, 10, 15 minutes, depending on what I try to do every single day. I can't go really deep on things. And to be honest with you, for a podcast, when you're just finding me for the first time, what we really want to do is give you a few things to think about. And then you take that next step, which is massive coaching, where you give me tons of money, pay me everything you've got. Wait a second. That's not me. That's that other guy. We do the best we can in 9 or 10 minutes, okay? So some no-brainer daily practices that will really make you a peak performer, if that's what you're going to be. And yes, you are a peak performer in so many ways. No, Scott, I am not in any way. Yes, you are. Yeah, you are. We all have a place where we're a peak performer. But we want to be a little better, right? So today, as I'm looking at my notes in front of me, and I have some bullet points that I work off every single day, I'm noticing this is all about stuff that's good for you. And I'm thinking about that I have a personal trainer now. I didn't mean to get one, but I walked in the gym. I got the tour. They gave me the t-shirt. And about halfway through, Jacob says to me, "Hey, man, you thought about personal training?" I said, "Nah, I don't need personal training. I know all that stuff. I taught everybody that stuff. But you know, wait a second. How much is it?" He goes, "I don't know. The manager knows." I go, "Okay, no, don't worry about it." A few seconds later, I said, "You know what? I can't be a good coach if I don't allow myself to be coached. Where's your manager? Let's figure out how much it is." So I walked over to the table and I signed a year contract. Boom, just like that. Awesome stuff. But you know, even though I know all the stuff, does it mean I do all the stuff? Yeah, I just do other stuff in between, which messes me up just like everybody else does. You too? Seriously, you and I are the same. We would be really happy at the Ale House here in Port Orange. I can't go into a sports bar restaurant without immediately wanting chicken wings. Why does that happen? My wife eats a salad. I don't, we're all just human, right? Okay, a couple tips for you today. Number one, on that same topic, eat right. 60% of the population eats fast food every day. We have a McDonald's nearby here. I can't not believe the line at the drive-thru at McDonald's. Because I love McDonald's food. I do. My first job. I cannot believe it. And Chick-fil-A is longer, yes. Oh, my God. And 60% of Americans are obese. And we have a friend right now who's my age. She's my age. And she's got diabetes in the hospital. Fast food every day. You do what you want to do. Simply eating a better diet will deliver an energetic mindset and a boost for you. And if people around you aren't supporting you, and it happens all the time, you want to cook healthy, your kids won't eat it. Your husband won't eat it. Who cares? Two meals. I don't have time for two meals? Yeah, you do. Who cares? Eat right. You'll appreciate it when you get older. I promise you that. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Number two, exercise. 77% of the population only exercises within daily duties. That's functional fitness, right? That would be like walking your dog if you have a dog. I walk my dog twice a day, a mile each time. That's not enough. That's functional fitness. It's just enough to do the things you got to do. It doesn't make you healthy. 100% of top performers exercise all the time with intensity. I'll tell you this. I've done this a very, very long time, and I've lived generally a healthy life, generally a fit life, but I've been a fat guy way too many times. It happens. It's built into my DNA. Is that an excuse? That's it. We deny the excuse anymore. It's just Scott's a royal screw. But I've been fat a few times in my life, but I've also got some really hot pictures of myself, and I've always dated and married beautiful women. So, you know, I got my, you know, that's why I exercise now. That's why my new workout plan is called the Silver Fox Plan. It's not only being a charismatic guy like I am, exceedingly good looking with a lot of hair for my age, not only being that guy, with a personality that's plus and a voice that makes you go, ah, no, it's not just that. It's being the guy at the beach that pulls that shirt off and does 50 pull-ups. Man, that's a goal, isn't it? Exercise is good for you. Keep you healthy. Number three, I want you to sleep a lot. We do need 8 to 10 hours sleep a night. We really do. The average right now is less than 6 hours. God, I don't know how you guys do it. I have no idea. I did it for a month. I cut back a little bit to get some stuff done. Finally, I said, I got to go to bed. So you'll have so much energy. 60% of the population is going to bed a little bit, is not going to bed early enough. I know, man, but all my favorite programs, they start at like 9 o'clock at night. We're binging Bosch right now in Prime. Get to the end of that Bosch show. Have you seen Bosch yet? We get into Bosch. It's like, man, I want to watch the next one. I said, I got to go to bed. Number four, be careful about alcohol. 77% of adults drink a lot. It's a trend these days. People not doing that these days. It's kind of changing. The dry January and all that kind of stuff is working out pretty well. But 77% drink regularly and fairly heavily. One glass of wine will stop your progress. That's what happens. One beer will stop your progress. And if you do drink, and you drink a lot, when you start drinking in the evening, how long is it to the next day when you start feeling good again? If you do, and if you're honest with yourself, you know full well, if you've had a good night out, you're not feeling good till 2 or 3 the next afternoon, then what do? You do it again. I'm not saying don't drink. I like my wine, like my beer. Don't do much more beyond that. Don't do it heavily. I'll sit down and have some fun sometimes. That's okay. Try not to get drunk. That's all. Take care of yourself. People who do that for a lifetime, even if it's a couple glasses every single day, they don't reach your dreams. Okay, I'm off that. We just lost half the population right there. Half the listeners are gone. Let's get down to some real simple right now, okay? Some real simple motivation. This is motivational tough love. I'm just telling you, you know all this stuff. If you don't lie to yourself, you know this to be true. When you look inside yourself at all the things that are getting in your way, you start chipping away, chipping away. There is no magic solution to this. There's nobody who can come to you and tell you what to do. We can give you an idea. Maybe you haven't thought of. We can wake you up a little bit. End of the day, you got to do it. But what's the super secret, simple way to do that? Well, of course I have that for you. What kind of podcast would it be if I didn't have this super easy solution for you that you could do right now today? Let's get my grammar book out here. Be more gooder than badder. Huh? Yeah. That's it. 70% of the time. Just make a gooder choice. And not a badder choice. And most people know what they're not supposed to do. They don't always know what they're supposed to do. So we just be a little bit gooder, and life changes for us. Yeah. If this Daily Boost podcast is nothing, it's good grammar. Ha! See you at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I shall be there, being more gooder than badder. Yeah. How about you? Keep moving. Gotta get